Chris Collinsworth is going to join us now and talk about the game and the team. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us. What do you think of practice so far?
Looks a lot like practice. I don't miss the old practice days, but I really enjoy getting a chance to come out here and watch this team because there's some new things happening here. So, you know, Zim's always been a guy that wants to build around the offensive and defensive line, and they got so devastated up front a season ago on the offensive line in particular. And now you start to watch. I watched the tape from last week against a good Seattle bunch, and I was impressed. Elfline looks to me like a guy that gets it right away. Berger did a nice job inside out there. Easton did a nice job, you know. And now you're going to add Reef back into the mix and some guys that have been hurt and banged up. So if that group, which really struggled last year because of those injuries, if that group is just – even middle of the road this year come league-wide, then you know, there's the way they play defense,
yeah,
it's going to be a tough team.
When you look at the Vikings defense or when an offense looks at a Mike Zimmer defense, you know, from a stylistic standpoint and maybe the 10,000-foot view, what are you looking at? What are the challenges presented by a Vikings defense with Mike Zimmer calling the plays?
You know, it's all about pass rushers and corners. It was the same thing when he was in Cincinnati, and, you know, they do all that double-A blitz where they're going to bring those two linebackers mugged up on either side of the center and force you to protect every gap. I mean, you've got to start with, because there are times he'll just run both of them straight through, and if you don't have guards or centers sliding or pinching down or whatever to get that covered, then you're going to pay a heavy price. So he's going to make you be really well prepared, and they're going to have pass rushers that are going to get after you. And then they're going to match up, you know, they're going to match up with their corners. And, you know, Xavier's had a great career and a great year, got paid for it and deservedly so. And then Terrence Newman, I guess, is going to play as long as Tom Brady. So
he's just going to keep going.
It's unbelievable. I don't know what he eats. I don't know what he drinks, but I want some of it. So, but you know, he could be a big part of this thing too. Plus Trey Waynes is over there and, you know, he was, then when we saw him against Green Bay last year, he's like a holding call, got beat, holding, got beat, and then the game-winning interception. You know, so I guess that's who he is. But athletically, I mean, he can do anything that anybody in this league can do. So it'll be interesting to see what they are.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate your time. Vikings-Niners kickoff 7 o'clock Central Time, Sunday Night Football. Chris Collinsworth, Al Michaels, and we like to call her our very own, Minnesota's own, Michelle Tafoya, calling the game.